Just want to respond a bit to what the Minister said there. And the Minister is adamant that this is a well-improved scheme and everybody should accept it and that they're on that basis. I don't think anybody's argued here that this isn't an improved scheme on the previous scheme, but the problem is that it's not improved enough. And the problem is that families are going to have to wait and go through for the third iteration of this to come around to actually get redress and to be able to rebuild their homes. And that's what's wrong with this scheme, is that you haven't gone far enough. And you could go far enough that you could save an awful lot of money, you could save the state a lot of time, you could save this whole house a lot of time by going far enough and making a scheme that would work. Now, you're saying that you're going to make this scheme all in regulations, but the problem is that the regulations will be bound by what's in this Act. And that's the problem there. So it still won't deal with the issues. I hope it does. It will deal with for some people, but people are still going to be left, even those people that get into the scheme, are going to be left with big costs, Minister, and that's the reality of the situation. And it's been dressed up as being the €2.4 billion scheme and stuff like that there to make it look like that it's actually costing the state, and the state's doing a great job by giving people all this money and that there. That's not the issue. The issue is that the scheme is not going to meet the needs, and people are going to have to. They'll avail of the scheme, they'll get the scheme, but they're also going to have to cough up money themselves and put money into it for something that they didn't cause. It's not their problem. It's a problem that's been caused by this house and by the industry that's involved in it, and by the lax regulation that we have informed in this house.